This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having an excellent day. We're going to make it better with an edition of Football's Finest, but we have breaking news here on 105.3 The Fan. I go to
Sayonara.
Joe Pompliano. Yeah, well said. The Dodgers have fired the interpreter, Mr. Mizuhara, for Shohei Ohtani. He's been his longtime interpreter. The Times reporting Mizuhara stole millions of dollars from Ohtani to place bets with an illegal bookmaker in California, a bookmaker that is being investigated by the feds. And, you know, for me, the immediate takeaway is just how much of a target these guys are as professional athletes. You know, here's a guy that you've been working with for years. You brought him over to the big leagues. He's a trusted confidant. He literally tells you what other people are saying, and you trust him. Yeah, you know, with your reputation. But holy crap, I think greed is undefeated. And then you get in with these bookies. This is why another reason we need legal gambling, because the bookies will let you bet on credit. And if you lose and don't have the cash, that's when life-threatening risks come to you, and then people ultimately end up stealing from their friends, their families, the guy with the Jags from the team.
Oh, yeah.
Ohtani's interpreter from the greatest player in baseball. So just a brutal story. I guess it's good you caught him now before that 700 deal starts kicking in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for sure, better late than never. I wonder how long this has been actually going on. I mean, he's a longtime interpreter, so I don't imagine that it started this way, but it's probably, you know, obviously evolved into something like this. But that is, well, that's really, really, it's sad and it's a bummer, but it's not the most surprising thing in the world.
No, but what people are going to state here and wonder is, was Shohei Ohtani using him to place bets? And like, we already got a text in about that, because the MLB has a gambling policy that prohibits any player, umpire, or club or league official or employee from betting on the game or making illegal bets on other sports. So for Shohei, this can get problematic, and that's why he's like, you know, he fired him today. He wants to remove himself from the situation, but I'm sure there's going to be an investigation to ensure that there wasn't any involvement with Shohei in this and having his interpreter place bets for him.
Ooh, the plot could thicken.
Man. That's,
because you know that they're going to have to wonder about that.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. They're going to have to, they'll do their investigation and see
right
what
now
turns up.
We have no idea. If it does not seem like that's the case. His lawyers are saying that the interpreter was acting alone. Shohei had no knowledge of this.
It would
until
be the
now.
It would be the most, it would be the what, the most giant sports gambling story
since Pete Rose.
Would be huge.
Since
top
since
three
Pete Rose. This would be an all-time situation.
And this one right here. I tell you what, if Ohtani was making bets, I don't think we would hear it. You know, this interpreter basically gets paid to take the fall and go away.
That's
and be
what,
like,
yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I almost said
that's speculation, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's speculation. Yeah. I mean, there's been no tie for Shohei Ohtani actually doing this. But well, the text lines.
No, but it's a fair. It's a fair question
exactly
to ask right
where
now.
People are going to go with this.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you protect your boss. And yeah. What's going to happen to him? He's going to go share a cell with the guy from the Jaguars. You know.
Well, an incredible week of news for Ohtani. He had two hits early this morning as the Dodgers beat the Padres in the official opening day of Major League Baseball in South Korea, and they'll play again late tonight. It's prime time in Asia.
It's live during Sean and RJ.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And Yamamoto is going to be making his Dodgers debut. But, wow, if I'm a Dodgers fan right now, I'm like, wow, is this a bad omen of things to come? Hopefully not.
Yeah, and one of the things I just wanted to point out about this, Ben Verlander notes that Ohtani did put in his contract that he can opt out if specific Dodgers personnel depart the organization. But according to Ben Verlander, that does not include the translator.
Okay.
So he cannot opt out because of this. Not that he would have anyways, but I know that was something, Walter, you mentioned in the commercial break. Like, wow, he's got these things in his contract that allow for him to opt out sort of whenever he wants to.
You think he knew something?
I'm sorry?
Do you think he knew something? That, like, having these kind of opt-outs that maybe something like...
Well, it is for the Dodgers. Like, if the Dodgers are to make changes.
Like general manager,
right.
Scouting.
Yeah, it falls in line more so with that. General manager, perhaps. So a little bit crazy here. We'll continue to monitor, see. But this is breaking over the last few minutes. So, man, one of his closest friends.
It's very sad.
That's a huge bummer for Ohtani. No doubt about it.
Yeah, I think you're a different person after something like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Your ability to trust anybody just completely... I would imagine leaves you. That's going to be super challenging. I saw today that Ohtani makes more off the field than any baseball player makes on it. Like Ohtani makes $65 million a year off the diamond. Whereas, and that would be the highest in all of baseball alone. And that doesn't even include the monster contract that he just signed with the Dodgers. So,
I mean, to be honest, if that's me, my interpreter could easily get me for a couple mil with my account.
That's what I'm about to say, man.
Yeah, I'm just like, I have 65 million. Here's a million.
Right, when there's so much in there, it's hard to know.
But how does Ohtani give him access to his accounts? This is what makes it interesting to me, because if he's placing bets, he's getting money. How does he get money from the accounts? Does Ohtani say, hey, yeah, take what you need? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, the logistics of getting that cash is interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, as the interpreter.
That's what I'm saying. What's
your jurisdiction?
I don't know how much he's getting paid. You know, I mean, if he's been his interpreter for many years, I mean, Ohtani's definitely made millions of dollars.
Sure, but is he
paying? How long has this been going on?
If you're paying your interpreter, though, that kind of money, he's probably got his own money to gamble on, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if he has access to Shohei's accounts, there's a lot of questions I would have. I would say, okay, well, why are you having access to these accounts? Why, you know, did he tell you to, you know, I think there's a trail maybe for placing bets.
Man, this is a crazy one. This is a crazy one.
Like, you know, you cover whatever losses we have.
Yeah.
You have access to my accounts, you know? You take whatever, you know, whatever we win, you just put in the account. But you have access to my account. Why would you, I don't know why you would give your interpreter access to your accounts other than stuff that maybe he's handling day-to-day, you know, expenses and stuff like that of, you know, cars or whatever they
have
to do.
All this stuff so I can relax and play baseball.
Yeah, but that would be a business manager for me. That wouldn't be my interpreter.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird one, man. Well,
there's a lot going on here.
There's a lot to dig into.
Yeah.
We'll dip into a little bit of football's finest here. And we mentioned a few minutes ago, Michael Gallup is going to be taking a visit tomorrow with the Baltimore Ravens. So, a team that knows its way around some, you know, subpar wide receivers kicking the tires.
Best
on our
luck.
Guy, MG. We know that the hip drop tackle is something that the competition committee is potentially going to make a 15-yard penalty for the defense when they do it. This is the tackle that Tony Pollard got injured on versus San Francisco in the playoffs a couple of years ago. It's the one that Dak got injured on a few years ago as well. But the NFLPA has put out a statement trying to not allow this rule to be implemented. The NFL Players Association does not want the hip drop tackle to be banned from the sport and, you know, be a 15-yard penalty for the defense. So we'll see where that goes. But it is interesting that the Players Association, you know, when it comes to player safety, Players Association is most interested in player safety. But they say that, like, while the NFLPA remains committed to improvements to our game with health and safety in mind, we cannot support a rule change that causes confusion for us as players, for coaches, for officials, and especially for fans.
I don't think there's anything confusing about it. No. I just think there is a learning curve that, you know, you're going to have to adjust once again how you tackle, and they have done a tremendous job. I think the PA is going to back everybody, and that does include defensive players, but I would really reconsider my position because we're making a huge deal about turf, which is microscopic percentage points higher injury risk. These drop tackles are 25 times more likely to sustain an injury. Yeah. I think the NFLPA just lost a lot of credibility when they're asking for safety.
How can you any video you've ever watched on the hip tackle, you cringe.
It's a violent tackle.
You're like going, oh my God, it's like his leg didn't get broke there. We've seen it with our own eyes. We saw Dak Prescott get pulled down, break a bone where it's coming out of his sock.
Yeah.
You know, I have never seen one of these hip tackles that hasn't been to the point where, like, oh my gosh, the guy's lucky he didn't lose his leg there. You know? So I credibility, you're not protecting me at all if you're the Players Association and, oh no, we're cool with this. BS. You seen the violence that happens when you do that tackle?
I wonder if it's just the pushback of, because I'm with you 100%. It's definitely not a safe play.
Hell no, it's not.
But, I mean, the NFL as a whole is entirely hypocritical when it comes to player safety. So it's not surprising the NFLPA would also fall in line with that. I just wonder if their voice is more so in defense of some of the defensive players that are maybe less upset about this tackle, but more just like, what the hell do you guys want us to do? Yeah. When it comes to hitting quarterbacks, everything is now roughing the passer.
I don't want you to break the leg of my players. That's what I don't want.
But how the idea of football, right, is get ball carried to the ground.
Yeah.
So it's
shoulder, head across, wrap up.
How am I supposed to be able to tackle?
Not jump on back, throw my legs into the back
and
of your legs and break it.
We dealt with this with the horse collar, and I feel like they've done a good job of getting that out of the game, and it's now being officiated properly. I think ultimately if they made the decision to do that with the hip drop tackle, we would fall in line with that as well. But I think maybe their voicing, just to try and look at, you know, both sides of the coin here, defensive players' frustration of what the hell do you guys want us to do?
Yeah, there is a fairness component in there. I don't think the NFL worries about that. I expect him to still go through with this because of who's getting hurt on these. It's the most popular players that sell the most jerseys. You know, it's quarterbacks, wide receivers.
Yeah, if I was the Players Association, I'd be complaining like, why don't you call holding more? That's what I would be complaining about. Why are my guys getting held so much? You know, there's things that they could do to try and better this game and stuff like that. But me, man, that hip tackle, I haven't seen one yet where I didn't cringe and think, man, that guy was lucky he didn't get hurt.
Yeah, I get what you guys are saying for sure. I am I'm more on the NFLPA side on this one, but I could be swayed. And that's, as you mentioned, Walchuk, with the horse collar deal. I just think the horse collar is a little bit more intentional than the hip drop. You know, I don't think the guy is going in for the hip drop tackle thinking this is what I'm doing. I'm just by any means necessary in the moment trying to get a dude down who is, if I don't get him down, he's scoring a touchdown. I'm getting your butt down here.
No, it's a technique.
It's
a technique. It's a technique to jump on someone's back and to throw your lower body into the back of their legs. That's a technique. You could see, I've seen linebackers, safeties, these guys. It's something you don't practice because you'll hurt somebody doing it. But when you get somebody running towards the sidelines and you know you could jump on their back and throw your lower body into the back of their legs, yeah, that's a technique right there. So it's
what do you replace it with though? Just grabbing the back of his jersey and hanging on while your legs drag? Like what's the move from behind now?
There's no move from behind. There's no safe way to tackle anybody from behind. There's no safe way.
Just dive for the ankles.
You gotta go up and wrap them.
Yeah. That to me, if a player's going away from you, you know, we talk about like the jumping on the back that turns into the hip tackle. There's just no safe way to tackle a guy from behind.
That might be what the NFLPA is most concerned with, like how much of the unintended consequences could come from a role
sure,
like this.
Yeah. Right. I mean, like as a defensive player, it's just becoming harder and harder.
Yeah, as an offensive player, just hey, dude, no one to give yourself up a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't fight for every single yard. When the guy's on your tail, get your butt down, get out of bounds. Don't fight for every yard. Don't be so eager to score that huge touchdown right there because I'm tackling you to the ground, dude. Yeah. I have to get you down.
Let me,
and if there's no way for me to tackle you from behind, then every time you get behind all 11 defenders, we might as well just all pull up and let you go score the touchdown.
I'm just telling you, there's no safe way to tackle a guy from behind.
Okay, then we should stop playing the sport.
No,
because I have to be allowed to tackle you from behind.
I'm just telling you, there's no way to safely tackle someone from behind. The bigger problem you should have is the safeties and defensive backs that take these guys and go for their knees going across the middle of the field.
Heck yeah.
That's a problem.
I can get on board with.
That's a problem. But I watch guys tackle all the time. There's no safe way of doing this from behind. No safe way. And so we could argue about this all day. But to me, if I'm the Players Association, you know, you want to call a 15-yard penalty for going after somebody's tight end's knees coming across the field?
Yeah.
Sure. Something like that?
Yeah, yeah. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the one they need to abolish. You go after someone's knees in the open field when they're catching the ball coming across the middle.
Yeah, that's the most horse-ass tackle in the sport.
There you go.
I mean, we saw Gronk.
Yeah.
I think his season's ended.
I think our guy at the tight end from the Ravens got whacked that way.
That was a hip drop tackle. Mark Andrews.
Was Andrews a hip drop? Yes. I thought he was
across the middle. It was low. I mean, maybe there's another play where he also got hurt with that, but Logan Wilson, the reason he broke his leg was because of the hip drop tackle. Yeah.
Mm. All righty. Thank you, guys. Terrific stuff once again. As we are right now in the midst of a breaking and developing news story, it's evolving out of Korea, where the Dodgers have played the Padres once, about to do it again, and they fired Ohtani's interpreter, stealing millions of dollars and losing it, apparently, making illegal gambling wagers. So more details continue to flow in on that story. We're tracking it. We'll give you the very latest, and then we'll get to LA Live coming up at 5:40 right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, Nation. Big breaking news story. We have more details on the Ohtani story. It broke just about 27 minutes ago before the top of the hour. The TLDR, he's saying Ohtani didn't gamble. This is Ohtani's interpreter being fired by the Dodgers, saying Ohtani didn't gamble. He said Ohtani paid off his debt for him, but then in a second interview, he said actually Ohtani didn't know. And that's where the theft report came in, and the story very quickly changed from Ohtani's interpreter having a gambling problem, losing money, to, holy crap, he took as much as $4.5 million in wire transfers from Ohtani's bank account to a bookmaking operation that has set off this series of events and led to this story. Segment of the G-Bag Nation. It's time now for the Expressway. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And the Expressway itself is brought to you by the on-time experts. Yeah, ESPN just put up a huge story. I skimmed it, picked out all the important juicy angles here during the break. But I think, you know, my take going in is, we really don't know what happened. I don't know if we ever will know what happened, but this is a sports superstar story of the highest order. The Dodgers interpreter for Ohtani fired after questions surrounding $4.5 million transfers from the bank account. Mr. Mizuhara, a longtime friend of the interpreter, incurred the gambling debts to a SoCal bookmaking operation under federal investigation, multiple sources telling ESPN. How he came to lose his job started with reporters asking questions about the wire transfers. Initially, a spokesman for Ohtani told ESPN the slugger had transferred the funds to cover Mizuhara's gambling debt. The spokesman presented Mizuhara to ESPN for a 90-minute interview Tuesday night, during which he laid out his account in great detail. However, as ESPN prepared to publish the story Wednesday, the spokesman disavowed Mizuhara's account and said Ohtani's lawyers would issue a statement. In the course of responding to recent media inquiries, we discovered that Ohtani has been the victim of a massive theft, and we're turning the matter over to the authorities. The spokesman declined to answer any further questions, and the statement did not specify whom they believe perpetrated that alleged theft. But that's the basic premise of the story right now. As it sits, you know, what did Ohtani know? I think is a big question. Mm-hmm. And there... The changing of directions with the story from Mizuhara, like, oh, yeah, Ohtani knew and then he didn't know. Maybe he was trying to pull a fast one and had to go to Ohtani and say, hey, here's what I told the press. Can you cover me on this? And Ohtani said, hell no, I'm not going to cover you on this. You're fired. Maybe something else happened. But you know what it is? The cover-up is worse than the crime, or your explanation when it doesn't match. You know, I've revealed to you guys before my very limited law enforcement background. Went on a ride along with my brother once in Salem, Oregon. And he said, we assume, you know, things are going well in the investigation, and a massive red flag will always show up for any officer when we get that first conflicting account. Mm. That's when we know you weren't telling me the truth from the beginning. Now you're on to me as we're investigating and asking you more probing questions. And, oh, what's this? Details changed? You know, details change when people are making up lies, or, you know, they can't remember what lies they've told, right? The truth is always, you know, very easy to recap, especially if it's in a recent period of time. So, you know, I don't know. Is it fair right now to speculate that Ohtani could have some nefarious dealings inside this story? I think so, because of how confusing this whole thing is. You know, but it no doubt has the potential to, you know, reshape what we think of him as a player and his celebrity, because this could potentially be a massive sticky story for him.
Yeah, and ESPN goes out of their way to say multiple sources, including Mizuhara, who's the guy who is in, you know, is the interpreter who's doing the legal gambling, told ESPN that Ohtani does not gamble and that the funds covered Mizuhara's losses.
Yeah.
So,
sources close to the gambling operation at least told ESPN that they dealt directly with Mizuhara.
But these sources, who knows, they've already, you know, they're already shaping this story from a PR and spin perspective. Like, Mizuhara last night in the interview said, obviously, Ohtani was not happy about it and said he would help me out to make sure I never do this again. And he decided to pay it off for me.
Yeah.
That's when he said, I want everyone to know Shohei had zero involvement in betting. I want people to know I did not know this was illegal. I learned my lesson. I'll never do sports betting ever again. Okay, so how much of that entirely is a lie, you know?
Anywhere, I mean, it could be as much as 100% of it. I mean, yeah. With where we stand right now, it certainly could be.
I can't imagine a player of that magnitude who just got a $700 million contract wanting to risk his future in any way. But we see plenty of professional athletes making this mistake, and we know gambling can be addictive. I know Congress is just submitting a bill today for consideration that would limit the ways that DraftKings, FanDuel, and all these companies can market to us as American consumers. Like almost treating it like cigarettes or liquor, where, yeah, you can sell it all you want, but you're not going to be advertising it on TV the way that you are. So anybody is susceptible to that. On Wednesday afternoon, Mizuhara told ESPN Ohtani had no knowledge of the gambling debts, and that Ohtani had not transferred money to the bookmaker's associate. The developments this week came as federal investigators examining the operation run by Matthew Boyer. Mm-hmm. The wire transfer payments were sent from Ohtani's account to an associate of Boyer's, according to multiple sources and bank data reviewed by ESPN, including Mizuhara told ESPN that Ohtani does not gamble and the funds covered Mizuhara's losses. So that is their was their narrative until Mizuhara came out and revealed actually that Ohtani didn't know.
Did Do we know if the Dodgers fired the translator or did
the Dodgers?
Yeah, the Dodgers did.
Okay, then
he was probably employed by the team, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, then they had those strict policies about gambling. Mm-hmm. They found something right there that
and it's illegal in California still, like Texas. Yeah.
So to me, the fact that the Dodgers probably trying to get out ahead of this, you know, like, all right, we got to get rid of this guy now, you know. And so I just wonder. I keep going back to the access to the accounts. How do you give? I mean, if the guy has the ability to get $4 million. What else can he get?
I mean, if you're owing somebody $4 million, right? Maybe
that is a big red flag coming up.
Maybe Ohtani gives you his passwords for other stuff, and that was the same for his online banking. And
that is some serious trust right there.
It could be
to give somebody other than maybe I wouldn't know anybody that you would give.
I mean, some people are very, very trusting. You know.
Wow.
Especially when it's your longtime best friend, your ride or die bro for as long as you can remember, came to America with you. I mean, that relationship, I don't think we can discount just how close these dudes were, and we can't discount how manipulative this guy, Mizuhara, is.
Well, and that culture is all about honor and trust. So, I mean, I'm sure that he wasn't expecting somebody like that to do something.
But
like
that is crazy for interpreter to have financial access that he is clearly not qualified to have.
Weird. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, but young athletes that want to focus give permission to all kinds of crazy things. You know, like you remember the Dez story. You know, a guy has power of attorney, you know, a mentor. An associate, I think, who had good intentions, but Dez gave him power of attorney. And, you know, I think, you know, in the stories that I read, it looked like dude took at least a little bit of advantage of that situation. It's a very common story. Like, there's a story right now, Baker Mayfield having to file, like, legally to get his
family,
brother
right?
and dad to reveal what they did with the money. Like, greed is undefeated, especially when there's a threat to your life. There is a breaking point, I think, for most people. Now, the most honorable would say, hey, man, I did this and I messed up and, you know, I need to make amends for this by myself. But I think a lot of people, you know, in moments of weakness find themselves doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
I'm interested to see if they can get, in fact, the trail of like the betting slips, I guess. I know we do it all electronically now, I think, but I'm interested to see what those bets were placed on.
Yeah, well, because he's saying that none of them were bet on baseball. Says that it was international soccer, the NBA, the NFL, and college football. Never bet on baseball. That's 100%. Mizuhara said, I knew the rule. We have a meeting about that in the spring. So if indeed he did bet on baseball, that's also going to be even worse. Now, MLB does say that employees are allowed to bet on sports other than baseball.
Then why would the Dodgers fire him?
But not with illegal bookmakers or offshore websites.
Okay.
Another part of the story, the bookmaker dude told somebody in this investigation that he'd never met or spoke with Ohtani. She declined, the spokesman actually was saying this, she declined to answer any other questions about, you know, the investigation. But, I mean, that's good. If you're not betting on baseball and Ohtani never had any contact with the illegal bookmaker, then, you know, maybe this is just going to be your... you know, run-of-the-mill athlete betrayal story from a trusted individual. Yeah, Mizuhara and Ohtani are friends in addition to the professional relationship. Mizuhara has translated for Ohtani since he moved to the U.S. in 18, accompanying the two-way player in dugouts, locker rooms, lounges, trips, media settings, and elsewhere, making him highly recognizable to baseball fans. He's been the interpreter for Ohtani and managers and coaches and goes over scouting reports with Ohtani during games. The two are rarely separated. Mizuhara runs errands for the pitcher, carries his water bottle, and is ever present on an Ohtani teammate once referred to the duo as having a brotherhood that goes beyond friendship. A lot of guys have bro.
Maybe that's why he allowed access to the accounts.
Yeah, basically a family member.
If they're that close, yeah.
Mizuhara had a contact with the Angels when Ohtani played there and signed with the Dodgers this offseason, had a contract. Mizuhara confirmed to ESPN that he's been paid between $300,000 and $500,000 annually. And
I need to learn how to translate.
That's just enough money to have the kind of stacks and racks laying around that you can start making dangerous bets. I said it before, I'll say it again. These kinds of stories are the strongest argument for legalized wagering, because if people have the choice, they're going to go to the legal houses of wagers. And those kinds of places track money, you know?
Yeah.
Those kind of places work with the NCAA and the sports leagues to tip them off when weird stuff starts happening, and their ability to investigate things is just incredible. I mean, they'll pull up your cell phone data from, you know, remember the coach last year, the basketball coach, whose guy was in a sports book taking information from him. He was a college baseball coach.
Yeah. For Alabama.
Yeah. Giving tips to the guy in the casino, and they rooted that deal out. Ms. Ahar, just say, I never bet on baseball. That's 100%. I knew that rule. We have a meeting about that. Sorry, Wolchuk, you already just said that.
Okay.
What else do we have in here? Anything else jumping out to you before we move along to the rest of the day in sports?
No, I mean, I think that this is, for the most part, we've covered it. It's just waiting. I guess there'll be an investigation, and we'll need to get more information on this. I mean, it's just, it's sad. I mean, Ohtani did have nothing to do with this, and now he just has massive trust issues moving forward. I mean, I'm sure that this was somebody that he's been best friends with for a long, long time.
Okay, so here's something else, man. Said he met Boyer at a San Diego poker game in 2021, started betting with him on credit later that year.
Okay.
He estimated his losses amounted to more than $1 million by the end of 2022 and ballooned from there. Mm. Said, I'm terrible at gambling, never going to do it again, never won any money. I dug myself a hole and it kept getting bigger and bigger. And it meant I had to get bigger to get out of it. And I just kept on losing. It's like a snowball effect. That was like my one attempt to gamble on baseball in like 2008. Yeah. I lost 13 straight wagers. I feel that pain.
Yeah, well, he probably knew he had a safety net with his brother, Shohei, with the contract that he had, that he could probably go to Shohei and get the money if he, you know, he was going to probably try and turn things around. Probably had that, or either that, or he knew he had access to the funds already, you know, and that he was going to be able to cover it. I don't know. I would be worried if I was the Dodgers right now.
This is just so weird why they would deny that Ohtani knew. I mean, here's the details.
That's what I'd be worried
about. Mizuhara said last night, Ohtani logged onto his own computer, sent wire transfers under Mizuhara's supervision in installments over several months last year. Yeah. They added loan to the description field in the transactions. We had to add a description for the wire, said Mizuhara. I think Matt Boyer might have told me to just put loan. You had to put something. So, I mean, you check those transfers. If it says loan and matches those details, then.
So he's saying Ohtani himself was the one sending it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So then this guy didn't actually have the access to
Ohtani
the funds.
Ohtani had to log into the computer and do it.
But that means Ohtani. Right. But that means Ohtani has to know. Yeah. Right.
Ohtani, unless Ohtani had to know about it.
Yeah.
But could they possibly be thinking, I got Ohtani in trouble by paying this bill off for me? He's making payments to an illegal gambler guy?
Yes.
Even though he's doing it to possibly save his buddy's life?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something that I would be fabricating a secondary truth behind. I'd be like, I'd fall on that sword if I'm Ohtani and his lawyers. I'm like, yeah, his buddy was doing illegal gambling. He has $700 million, and he thought for 0.5% of my upcoming wealth to get my buddy out of this, I can do it. That seems like a much more realistic story, especially with the level of detail he just gave in there.
Yeah, and Ohtani's going on there and logging in and doing it himself because now Mizuhara's violated his trust. If I give you this money now, how do I know you're not about to go and then make more bets with this? I'm going to just wire this money myself so I know that it's being paid off and sent to the right person.
Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that Adam Sandler movie is actually a great characterization of the mania and the bipolarity that somebody in the throes of a degenerate gambling crisis goes through. What a story, man. Just absolutely bizarre. Unbelievable.
The more you read about it, the more like you're hit in the face with something else.
Yeah, I'm still reeling from Dawson reminding us that he went 0-13 to start a baseball season gambling. That is one of the most epic streaks of all time, dude.
It was one of the greatest things that ever happened to me, I think.
It was a rock bottom moment for you.
Man, I'd had so much fun. I gambled my balls off in the Super Bowl. I think I lost a little bit of money there, but I had so much fun with the NFL season. Then the NCAA tournament, I was like, all right, what's next?
Came up, yeah.
And that's when I learned. I'm just a 6 month of the year sports gambler for the most part. Yeah, the NFL mulling a kickoff change, which is crazy. Maybe we'll get more on that a little bit later on. I can't imagine that one's going to pass. The hip drop tackle rule is quite interesting as well. If you missed the top of the hour, Chief told you the NFLPA is coming out in opposition of the hip drop tackle. Caleb Williams put on a show at the USC Pro Day, And Blake Snell says he does hope to pitch in the Giants' opening series there, so maybe a window into what could be possible for Jordan Montgomery if they can get pen to paper with him anytime soon. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup.
Yes.
Lucius Alexander.
Yes, sir.
An LA Lion.
Yes, sir. You guys remember Frank Lopez's number one rule for Tony Montana? You guys remember that whatsoever?
Oh. Was that don't get high off your own supply?
Yeah. Yes. Don't get high on your own supply. Don't underestimate the other guy's greed.
Yes.
Both great advice.
Don't underestimate it.
Don't underestimate that.
Although Tony was definitely getting high on his own supply.
Yeah. What? I like how he's playing with that phone. Could slam the phone. He was going crazy, bro. Happy birthday to Derek Franklin. Let's get into a Butt Naked Wednesday right after this.
All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast. It'll make you dance some everything. It's Jack Herer.
Here's some advice, Zion Williamson, since you want to send your publicist to talk about me every other freaking week. How about you get on a treadmill, speed 3, level 12, and maybe you'll lose some weight and go on it for like an hour or two. Second, how about you stop drinking sodas? 3, how about you practice doing 3-pointers? Everybody's tired of seeing you do dunks all freaking day. Learn another move. It's getting boring and tired.
All right, I resent
You're
that.
You're tired and boring, just like how you were in bed.
It's Butt Naked Wednesdays.
Yeah. I love that drop, man.
It's the LA Live for March 20th, 2024. It's a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Shout out to Miss Badu. I, too, was born underwater with $3 and 6 dimes.
Yeah, you might laugh, because you did not do your math.
Peace to the gods.
Yeah, she's trending today.
She better be. She's always trendy. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey begins today. What did Miss Badu do?
I think it's Beyonce beef.
The hives.
They better clean that up.
Yeah.
They better clean that up. I'm not going to step into that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, two legends from Texas.
Yeah, I'm going to mind my business on that one
Let's get a record together one day.
Hey, they say God has blessed us all with a gift to pursue. Okay. We all have a gift. They say we're all good at two things, at least, out here. What do you fellas believe that you're really good at?
Eating and pooping.
Eating and pooping. Okay. All right. Can you pursue that? I guess you can pursue the eating part.
Well, I think I've pursued what I thought I was somewhat at.
The pooping pursues you.
But, you know, and unfortunately, I passed it on to my daughter. She's a professional as well.
Simple math.
Simple math.
I was a whiz until sixth grade.
Okay.
And I just broadcast.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, there I looked you go. Into it. I like how you say that because, yeah, you're really good at broadcasting, brother. Yeah, really good. Broadus, what are you?
Who are you, sir?
I feel like I think I've got the ability to cook.
You do.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't think I know that. You do.
Proof's in the pudding, bro.
I want that.
And my second thing is I'm always interested in trying to learn about something different. So I'm always kind of like open to like
a curious mind.
A curious
You're
mind.
Inquisitive.
That's good.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have that right now. They think they know it all. It's amazing.
I'm interested in learning. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's good for you. Mr. Eric there?
I'm great at upsetting my wife, and I used to be really good at Madden, but I haven't tested that in a while. I'd like to think I'm still dominant.
I think we suck now.
Think so?
Yeah, it's gotten way harder. I tried to play for the first time this past year, and it was not good.
All right.
I used to be really good at upsetting my fiance wife, and I might still be, but I stopped paying attention.
There you go.
Year 10.
Yeah, year 10. Yeah, we're approaching, I don't even know, year 4, I think. Yeah.
Well, I asked you fellas that, just, you know, so you can ponder it, think about it, because you never know where your gifts may lie. I'm still trying to find mine. I'm not lying.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at serving as a bad example sometimes.
You have impressions. You're
I was going to say, dude, you have impressions.
You and Jamie Foxx.
You run a perfect board.
Okay. It's 1A, 1B. It's Jamie Foxx. It's L.A. We're trying to figure it out, dude.
Hilarious. Mildly, bro, mildly. L.A. Live 105.3 The Fan. I got some question for the Tolos in that same vein. Name something that Jerry Jones is really good at.
Name something that Jerry Jones is really good at. I asked this to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook, and I got answers like, what'd you say, Dawson?
Philandering? Selling? Did I use that properly?
Yeah. The philandering is definitely a real thing.
He's great at rubbing elbows.
And that's Dennis Rodman's dad, too, by the way, when you mentioned philanderer.
Okay.
He has like 21 kids or something crazy like that, too.
Wow.
Wild.
Prolific.
Wild.
Zero pull-up.
Wow. And his name is Philander, bro. It's crazy. That is crazy.
His destiny. What's in a name?
Name something that Jerry Jones is really good at. I got answers like going all in. Using the word trite.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
He's really good at using the word trite. Let's see.
Could you just say the English language in general?
Okay, we can use the English language. I ain't mad at that.
Yeah.
Acting like he lives and dies Dallas Cowboys, even though it's just a business to him. Come on, folks.
I think he might be the best 80-year-old partier the world's ever seen.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Give him some props, man.
Frat brother.
Yeah. He's a sight to behold. Honky tonking.
Yeah.
He get out there, the socializing, holding the court. He is a wizard with that kind of stuff.
Another Tolo said Jerry Jones is really good at beating around the bush.
Oh.
Double entendre, I believe.
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah, saying a lot without saying anything.
Ah, MC in a circus right there.
Yep.
Jerry Jones is really good at finding black men.
I heard he'll try to take their girls, too.
Come on over here and show you the locker room.
You know this guy's not going to be on the team for long, right?
Unless.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Jerry Jones is really good at creating diversions.
Diversions. Yeah.
Selling ice to penguins. Yeah, he can sell. That boy can sell. I am a hustler, baby. I'll sell water to a whale. Name something that Jerry Jones is really good at. Serving up Kool-Aid.
Yes. There you go. Silver and blue.
Yep.
Also NDAs. You know, he can serve those pretty good, I heard.
Okay. Jerry Jones is really good at regular season football.
Yeah. Perfected it.
Politicking. Politics as usual.
I think he gives an equal amount to both parties because he wants them to help.
Oh, the phrase politicking.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The socializing of people to manipulate things your way. Uh-huh. That type of politicking.
Gotcha.
Knowing who's back to rub at the right time. Mm. You know what I mean? The
social aspect.
Yeah, that one right there, what I mean when I say politicking.
Is that being persuasive, though?
That can be that. Yeah. It's all of that.
Friendly, you know? Yeah, working it, manipulating.
Working the right people to get what you want to happen.
Yeah, the gift of gab.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton stuff, pretty much.
I'll tell you what. Name something that Jerry Jones is really good at. Selling dreams.
Selling dreams.
He's damn good at the finger point, smile, and wink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He can glamour you.
Oh, my gosh.
He can glamour you. He's no Barry Switzer. I'll tell you what. Barry Switzer had me.
Did he?
Yeah, I was about to sign up for anything he had going for me when I met him at Kroger's. I said, oh, my God, that's Barry. And it was just me. And he looked at me, and he gave me a wink, and he pointed. Come on over here. I came on over there. Oh, it's Barry, man. Nice to meet you. Yeah, it's nice to meet you, too, brother. I was like, nice to meet me. You don't even know me. It's amazing.
Yeah, but you look like you could play.
He was winking the whole time and smiling and pointing that finger, and all you see is them rings and rocks.
Yeah, he was
a
dude. Like that guy's personality. He might be the only one that could give Jerry a run for his money in that department.
Yeah. Man,
you see why they're good friends.
Yeah.
He is an analogy king too.
Who, Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's entertaining.
Circumcising a mosquito and stuff.
Oh yeah.
I like lowering a crippled cricket's ass.
That's pretty low right there.
That's pretty good.
Jiminy, I say.
Jiminy.
Name something that Jerry Jones is really good at. Indirectly answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
Sales and marketing, yes, he is.
Yes,
fantastic.
He is. Yes.
Evaluating high school hot dogs.
Gosh, that video is incredible.
That's a good hot dog. He's also a great like broadcasting executive, something that he's not known for. I think that's why he gives us so much freedom. You know, he was innovative in the NFL Network and really helped them shape it into more of a legitimate like mainstream news than, you know, just like trying to be pro NFL.
Look at
all the time.
You, bro. Look at you.
He's good at that.
Look
he's
at
good
you.
At that.
Giving Jerry
I think
flowers.
That's why he likes broadcasting so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just going to take Name something that Jerry Jones has
turned around, Dawson.
Dawson. Snap out of it, man. Philandering? What are you talking about, Dawson? Snap out of it.
By the way, I'm broadcasting with my foot in the ice bucket.
Are you? Are you hurt?
Hear that?
What happened?
I've been doing that Zion Williams workout, bro.
He got injured.
Yeah, gotcha. That level 12 was a beast. He got my old ankle swole up. Name something that Jerry Jones is really good at. Bull jiving.
He'll bull drive you.
Making money. Hey. Making weird sniffling sounds between words. Giving long answers to questions without answering the question. Yeah, that's a talent.
It's true.
That's a real life talent.
Yeah. Or to go into like an entertaining story that has nothing to do with the question that was asked.
Yeah, it's deflecting. Like he's great at deflecting the question.
Storytelling is on the list. Eric, I'm gonna scratch it out right there. Good for you, sir.
817 saying he's not going to comment on something and then proceeding to comment on that thing.
Yeah, I love that.
Comment on a no comment situation. Yeah.
I'm not about to get into that.
However.
But if I did. Yeah. I love that, bro. Genius. Name something that Jerry Jones is really good at. Making babies.
Yeah.
Whew, got a little parched. After saying that. Optimism. He's good at optimism.
Yes. Oh, dude. Very one plus optimistic. One equals three.
That's a good thing. That's a good trait to be optimistic.
It is. Yeah. It is. I need more of a realist. I need more of a realistic GM.
Yeah, I feel
it's a cool mindset for an owner.
I feel
hoping for the best, high-fiving everybody.
Yeah, I feel you on that one. Name something that Jerry Jones is good at. I asked this to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook. You can follow me there at Lucius Alexander, LucIOUS. Yes, that's my name. That's or you funny. Might know me by LaPaul. You just might know me by LaPaul.
Yeah, LaPaul.
The same guy. Jerry Jones is really good at forgetting players' names.
Oh,
yeah. He is great about that.
Got to figure out a cover for Armstrong. He lost him now. Mm-hmm. Armstrong was kind of his go-to guy.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's a bit of a crutch for him.
Yeah.
Going all in. Oh, my, come on. Going all in on his lawyers, but not his team.
Spare no expense for that. You have to see the size of check I'd ride to deny that that girl was my daughter. Oh, that was too far. That was too far. I'm sorry, bro. Can you dump that?
You've been poking at it the whole time. Wow. Pause, man. Name something that Jerry Jones is really good at. Stirring the pot when there's nothing in it.
Oh, yeah. Headline creating monster.
Genius, bro. Yeah. That's genius. Please. I can't even get 3 likes on a tweet. This fool right here.
He's a content magician.
Yeah, he is.
There's nothing here. Bam!
Yeah. Just make it happen.
Headline.
Building a brand and generational wealth. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he has.
Name something that Jerry Jones is really good at. Ignoring his daughter. Okay, that's
whoa,
not cool. See,
whoa, that's, yeah. That's
alleged okay. daughter. Yeah. Only an idiot would say something like
allegedly,
that.
Yes, allegedly, bro. Yeah, God, you gotta relax. I didn't even want to read that. Show I'm sure I can take respect. That back, too.
Yeah, you take it back.
Well, that's not your fault, Lucius.
No, I don't want to hear that. All right, brothers, let me hear a little silk. Let me see. What else? Name something that Jerry Jones is really good at. Making sure the Cowboys stay in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. And the last one is drinking and deflecting.
It throws a mean party, too, man. That media party is pretty strong.
It is very strong.
And I think his Hall of Fame party brought us. I mean,
I did not go.
Right, but we've heard how legendary it was.
It was legendary, yeah.
Class, all the way.
You guys are amazing. Look at all that positivity coming Jerry's way on this station. And they say we just do too much to Jerry. That's crazy. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 2:30 if you see anything floating out there on any media platform. Don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you could follow every last one of us if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, LA City Council meeting. This lady goes in on the whole city council, and she did it in the key of, what song is this? Is this Taylor?
That's what I was trying to figure out.
It is a Taylor Swift song.
It is? Okay.
All right. I just don't know what the title is.
Okay, cool. In the key of Taylor.
Want to clarify that you can't dictate whether or not people boo or hiss if people are clapping and hooting and hollering.
So this is
that's
not on the
right.
agenda. Please stick to the agenda.
Oh, it's not. Oh, thanks
item.
For reminding me, girl.
Or you can move on to general public comment.
Sure. So shout out to Smoke and Scan. Shout out DJ Paul Gregorian. This is Taylor Swift on the track. Now we all know what's up. Every city council member is corrupt. Kevin's racist, none of y'all give a f- broke your promises when y'all just gave
that's
it
the best
up,
line.
Up, up. Can't you see what these people do? Lie and break the rules in plain view, babe. Grifting is Nithya Raman's energy. It's a Hollywood thing. She's filthy rich, baby. Council chamber bully politicians.
Hey.
Staffer be in trouble after snitching. Hey. Always switching sides, trading votes and then some. Ooh, these politicians think we're so dumb. Now we all know what's up. Hey. Every city council member is corrupt. Kevin's racist, none of y'all give a broke your promises Kevin's when racist, y'all just gave bro. It up, up, up. Big f*** you to Kevin DeLeon, big f*** you to Nithya Raman, big f*** you to Marquise, big f*** you to Bob, big f*** you to Grove, big shout out to Smoke and Scan, and
Smoke and Scan?
Free Palestine.
Who's next? Yeah, some weed apparatus smoking thing.
Maybe that's not a Taylor Swift song.
Okay, maybe it's, I don't know.
I know
I'm so
the
bad
song.
With, I don't know. I don't know what new pop is anymore. I don't listen to it. I don't. I just don't.
She was on that flow, though.
Oh, yeah. She was killing it. And before we get out of here, did you know, because this is a Butt Naked Wednesday, did you know there's a Uranus, Missouri?
No.
Uranus, Missouri.
Does it stink?
Uranus is a popular pit stop on Route 66. Yeah, I know.
Does it smell like manure?
On Route 66 in the heart of the Ozarks.
Ozarks.
Uranus has a sideshow museum.
Uh-huh.
Wow. A little sideshow stuff. Uranus escape room. That's hilarious. And it has the world famous Uranus fudge factory.
Oh, my goodness. Bend it out.
They even have a fudge eating contest in Uranus.
Wow.
They sure do.
No.
Fudge eating contest in Uranus. I didn't make that up, folks. Listen.
Join us March 30th, 2024 at 1 p.m. in Uranus, Missouri for the 2024 inaugural Eating Uranus Fudge Galactic Championship.
This is not.
That's an FCC violation.
GeneralStore.com and pre-order your I Ate Uranus t-shirt.
Yes.
How do we get those?
Okay, that's
G-Bag. Yes.
How do we get those?
Yes. That's yes. Amazing.
What a tradition, man.
My foot is in a bucket. It's cold, and I'm broadcasting. Pulling out, ladies. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. Happy birthday, Derek.
There he goes, Lucius Alexander, every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. Well, we got some baseball to talk. Well, Chuck, where are we heading?
Yeah, we'll update you on what happened today with the Rangers taking on the Reds. That's next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.